Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Walter and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. This report goes to the Congress so they know why the people in your community won. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Anyone in my household do what?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. I'm not going to take too much of your time. This is going to be fast, okay? Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Older.
Okay, great. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
African American.
Okay. African American, okay.
African American.
Oh, okay, great. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote, yes.
Definitely vote. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't mind, you don't have to ask this question, but can I know your age?
I'm 59.
Okay, great. Bless you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to, and 10. What will be the number that you choose? Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Is strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Approved, strongly approved.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country, very satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Better.
Getting better?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, border security, protecting abortion rights, reducing crime, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, combating division and racism, lowering the cost of the health care and prescription drugs, improving kindergarten to 12 public school education. Which two will you pick?
The first two.
Okay, passing common gun sense and protecting strength, social security. Okay, I got it. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings over some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Donald Trump?
It's too much. Donald Trump, no.
Well, you know, will you give him a 0? Or it's from 0 to 100. What number will you give him?
0.
Okay. Cornel West.
I guess 100. I only know these people, but I know Donald Trump is 0, yeah.
All right, so you don't know Cornel West?
No.
Okay.
Really.
All right, so I'm going to write, you never heard of him. Okay, Joe Biden?
Joe Biden's fine.
What number would you give him?
Oh. It's a, I don't know, 100.
Okay. Mark K. Robinson.
I don't know, 100.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Democrat, can we hurry up? I got to go.
Okay, sure. So I'm asking you for the number. Democrats in Congress.
Democrat.
Yeah, what number will you give them?
100.
Okay. Josh Stein.
I don't know. I don't know him, so. I mean, I don't recognize him, so I don't.
Republicans in Congress.
Democrats.
No, Republicans in Congress. What number would you give them?
0.
Okay. And the last one is Hakeem Jeffries. What number would you give him? Or if you don't know him, you don't know.
I don't know him. I don't recognize him either. I don't know.
Okay, great. Team Scott.
I don't recognize that name.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
100. I know her.
Okay. Thank you. All right, now, and I know it's still a long way off, but in the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Cornel West. For whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Okay. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Republican Mark Robinson, Libertarian Mike Ross, Democrat Josh Stein, and Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Whoever the Democrat is.
Republican, Democrat, Josh Stein.
Yeah.
Okay, so Josh Stein. Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay, yes, a lot. And has what you read seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable?
Much more favorable.
And what would that, where would that be?
Why would that be? I like him. I like him. Can we hurry up? I'm getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to hang up.
No, don't do that, please. This is good for your community, okay? So we already
we already at
63%, okay? So we're gonna hurry up. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Donald Trump is crazy as hell. That's all I can say.
So have you heard anything about him?
Excuse me?
Have you heard anything about him?
A lot?
Some?
He's crazy.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? Or unfavorable?
Unfavorable to vote for him. Unfavorable, yeah.
Okay. Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Okay, great. And what would that be?
That's crazy. Crazy.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. No problem. Okay. Let's hurry up then because I want you. I don't want to take too much of your time. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, the rise of the white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the school safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community. Which two will you pick?
It's too much.
Okay, Donald Trump getting elected again, the rise of the white supremacy.
Donald Trump getting elected again, that's dangerous to us.
Okay, and the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Yeah, it's dangerous to us too.
Okay, great. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better in dealing with the issue. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
That's dangerous. Donald Trump is dangerous to black folks. That's all I can say. I don't know.
Who will handle it better, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump is dangerous to black folks.
No. The question is, ma'am, who will handle these issues better, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? The rise of the white supremacy and nationalism. Who will handle that better?
Joe Biden.
Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Who will handle that better?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden.
Okay. Fixing the immigration system.
Joe Biden.
Growing the U.S. economy.
Joe Biden.
Okay. And tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Joe Biden.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we already at 80%. Okay, we almost done. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
More.
Much more, okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did not in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? Very fair, somewhat fair. Fair? Unfair, right?
Fair.
Very fair. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Strongly agree, somewhat agree? Okay, strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Okay.
Yes.
How often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often? Not at all?
Very often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, other?
Facebook.
Okay, great. All right. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade that you completed from 1 to 11th grade? High school graduate? Some 12. College?
12th
okay.
grade.
High school. Okay. Are you married or married, living with a parent, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Okay. Okay, we're already 92. We're done. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year or hardly ever or never?
Twice a week.
Okay.
I go to church every Sunday.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Neighborhood I'm living in. Over half.
About. More than half.
The neighborhood I'm living in is, just about half.
A half, okay, great. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I don't know how to answer that question because most of them is white. So,
No. The area where you live, is it urban, like you live in the city, suburban, you live outside the city, or rural?
Outside the city. Oh.
Okay, so it's suburban. All right. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
My grandparents, they was born in the United States.
Grandparents? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
They was born in the United States. Both of them was born in the United States.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Can you repeat that?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? I'm sorry that I have to ask this question, but it's on the survey. We already at 98. We done already. So is it yes or no?
LGBTQ. Yes. I guess.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time. Okay. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, because I was even going to hang up on you, but thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.